We're going to talk about Relay for Life and a classic car here this morning with Melissa Stark, who's in with us this morning from Circles for Success as they plan their fourth annual Circles for Success Classic Car Cruising for a Cure event this year. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Sounds pretty exciting.
Oh, it's going to be really exciting this year. Each year, it just keeps getting bigger and better. We're going to be having it on Saturday, June 9th. And every year we check in at Iowa Western Community College parking lot here in Atlantic. And check-in is between 9 and 10.
And folks do what? Cruise for the Cure, right?
Right. This year, we're going to save on gas a little bit.
Okay.
So we're going to cruise locally. We're going to be going to the Great Lakes of Lake Anita and Littlefield Park.
Perfect.
And we'll be cruising through Exira and going around the town square on the way back. And we're going to end up at the Allen House here in Atlantic.
Very good. Now, who can participate in this?
Well, anybody that feels that their car is a classic. I have a 1978 Camaro. We have 1950 cars. We have even cars in the 90s, maybe muscle cars. Maybe you have a Corvette or a convertible. Anything that you feel is a little bit classic or custom, you're welcome to be part of our cruise.
Gee, I wish people were proud of those cars.
Yes.
They kind of are, aren't they?
Yes, we love to show them off. So if people want to come out to the parking lot of Iowa Western, they can see the cars then. Or you can come after the cruise between noon and 2 o'clock at the Allen House. And Allen House is going to be providing a $3 brats lunch, a cookout. Mm-hmm. And those proceeds will go to the Allen House team for Relay for Life. But we'll have the cars on display there for 2 hours, from noon to 2.
Fun. Well, it sounds like a good time. And you should be able to learn a little bit more, too, because if you've ever gone to any car shows of any kind, if you want to know something about that car, ask the owner. It's hard to get them to stop telling you about the car.
Yes.
Great time. Now, you have a raffle going on with this, too, that's pretty unique.
Yes, it's a 1952 Chevy car couch, and it's valued at $700. It's made out of the actual parts of a 1952 Chevy, and it has silver flames on the side. If you open the lid where you put in your gas, there's a switch inside, and that will turn the tail lights on. It has a maroon seat on it. It's white. It's just very eye-catching.
This is the actual rear of a 1952 Chevy.
Right.
And the cushions and things to make it a sofa are where the trunk would have been?
Yes, that's right. And the seat is from some other type of a vehicle.
Sure. Where'd this come from?
Barry Wright, if you know him, he lives in Atlantic. He makes these. And last year he made a mag wheel table that had a Thunderbird steering wheel and a glass top on it. That was our raffle prize last year. This year he's donating one of those as a prize for our drivers, just for being part of it.
Wow.
But he made this couch, and we had it out at Hy-Vee on Memorial Day, and we raised $226 in just the first time we've had it out. We've got a lot of neat comments on it.
Good start. Well, I mean, you talk about a guy prize. That's really a guy
yes.
prize. I mean, what guy wouldn't want that in his man cave somewhere?
Yes, definitely. Or a college student in their dorm, anywhere. So I think it's something that we're going to have this year that's going to raise a lot of money for the cause.
Well, it's certainly very unique.
Yes. Yes, it is.
He did well. He does good work. Boy, that's really impressive. It's a really nice-looking piece, and I can't imagine when you be able to amaze your friends when you flick that switch and turn the taillights on, too.
Yes.
Looks very nice. That'll be a neat prize for folks to do. Well, the whole purpose in all this is to raise money for the cause.
Right. So it's for Cass County Relay for Life event, which is a really big event in Atlantic. For our drivers, they will each get a dash plaque when they sign in. And we also have a drawing for the drivers that if their name is drawn, their classic gets to be on the dash plaque the following year. So hopefully the night of Relay, we'll have a couple of classics sitting out there on the football field, and you can come by and purchase a raffle ticket that night as well. We will be at the Kimbolton Car Show this Saturday, June 2nd, and you can get a ticket there. And it'll also be at the Cruise Inn at RT Motors this Saturday night.
Okay. So plenty of opportunity for folks to check that out ahead of time.
Yes.
Get that raffle ticket taken care of.
And we'll have it at some other locations like Napa and Fairway between now and the night of Relay.
Okay. And the drawing will be the night of Relay for Life.
Yes, it will be that night. And in the meantime, you can get tickets at my office, Cass County Home Care, with Glenna. She's at the main desk. And you can also get tickets at RT Motors.
Okay. So easy to pick up those tickets and to enjoy some of those. But that classic car cruise, again, coming up this week. How many folks can you handle on that? As many as it show up?
Well, last year we had 26 cars, and we cruised to Missouri Valley. That was a lot of fun. That was during the time of the flood, and they were closing up after we left. So we were like living on the edge last time. So, but we hope that maybe we'll have 35 cars this year.
You get a few people looking when you see the string of cars go by?
I think our cruise was a mile long last year. So we all just drive together. We don't hot rod around. We just cruise. So, and all of the people who are drivers or participants riding in it, they will get a ticket at check-in, and that then they will get a free lunch at Allen House.
Very good.
So a lot more perks this year.
Yeah, some goodie bags and things, and the chance to have your vehicles spotlighted on the dash plaques for next year as well. That's kind of a nice little touch.
Yes, it is, and a lot of door prizes for the drivers, so we're really encouraging them to get out this year and join us.
Absolutely.
It's a great cause.
When you make the stops, do you get a lot of folks? Did you notice last year a lot of folks that stop out to take a look at the cars?
We really did. There was a lot of people looking and people standing outside their homes as we drove by. So we're hoping people out in Exira will see us as we cruise around the park there, and people see us as we go through Anita and the lake there.
It's amazing the amount of time and effort and money that's put into these older vehicles as well. Gee whiz, sometimes you got a 5 or 10 year old car and you struggle to keep it on the road, and some of these are a little older than that.
And what's nice about the cruise is that a lot of people maybe don't want to put their car in a parade because of all the stopping and starting, but we're just cruising along, and it gives more people opportunities to get their classic car out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because it's been tied up in the garage for a while over the winter times. Nice to get it back out again in the nice weather months.
Yes, and there's just a lot of good feelings and camaraderie between the people who have classic cars, and it's just really a fun time.
And I know this is the fourth time you will have done this. How did you come up with the idea in the first place?
Well, it kind of seemed to be an idea to help my dad get involved with Circles for Success, and somehow between Denny Meyer and a few of us, we came up with the idea. And so my dad was on the cruise the first year, but since then he's passed away, and now I have his 78 Camaro, and I had a 77 in college, so it's kind of deja vu, and it's just really fun. And what's really great is I go to car shows, and people will come up and talk to me because they knew my dad. So they recognize the car as being my dad's.
You know, and that's kind of the neat thing about that is sometimes people have acquired these vehicles in different ways because they enjoy collecting and what have you. But in some cases, it is a connection. It might be a family connection. It might be, this was my first car. You know, it might be something that reminded me of a time back when I had a great experience back at such and such a time. Folks do it for a lot of different reasons.
Yes, he had his car at a car show one time, and this 12-year-old brought his mother. He wanted that car so bad. But my dad wasn't willing to sell it. But my dad also had prostate cancer. He didn't die from that. But so the Relay cause is close to my heart, and I'm also a cancer survivor.
Okay, very good. So again, raising money for the Relay for Life here in Cass County. And if you'd like to know more about any of this, can they just call you at the office?
Sure. They can call me at 243-8006.
Very good. That's the fourth annual Circles for Success Classic Cars Cruising for a Cure. And again, that's coming up on Saturday, June the 9th. It's a rain or shine event. And again, there'll be a lot of things going on. You are asking for a free will donation as an entry fee.
Right.
Okay, and lots of good things coming along with that. They'll be heading to Lake Anita and Littlefield Lake as well here right in the area. And don't forget about those raffle tickets for that very, very unique 1952 Chevy car couch that you could proudly display in your home, just $2 each for those raffle tickets. And again, where can they find you this weekend?
We will be at the car show in Kimpleton, and we'll also be at RT Motors Saturday night at the Cruise Inn.
Okay, look for them there. I'm sure you'll find the couch.
Yes.
Easy to find. Very good. Well, Melissa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.